Got Jaden in the studio, and you've got five questions there.
Yeah,
Jaden. So let's just go. What was the first question? It was something about a fruit, wasn't it?
So I asked you, if you had to pick a fruit to be banned worldwide, what would it be?
Okay. What, because I don't like it, or because, for
just
any reason?
Just a fruit you despise, and you don't want anyone else in the world to have to suffer under the power of this fruit.
Dried fruit.
Okay.
Anything dried.
Even dried apple. Dried apple's nice.
No, dried fruit. You know, like raisins.
Yeah,
And stuff like that.
I don't like raisins.
No, I don't. Why don't you like raisins?
I don't know. I love grapes, but I don't like raisins. I just don't like the taste of them.
No. I know what you mean. I've never liked anything with raisins in. So anything with, if you've got currants, raisins, you could, anything like that. Any cakes, rock cakes, things like that. No, I don't like that. And I don't... These people, do you like curry?
Yeah, I like it.
Have you ever had curry with raisins in?
No, that sounds terrible.
It does, doesn't it? We're on the same wavelength. We're on the same wavelength. Go on, what fruit would you get rid of?
I don't know. Probably. Oh, that's a hard question. But I gotta probably say.
Look, don't leave too much of a pause, because we've already got an engineer at home panicking over a hot computer. If we start pausing and there's silence, he's gonna go, "What's they've got off the air?"
I gotta say as well, probably peaches. I don't really like peaches at all.
Oh wow, peaches! Yeah. Tin peaches or fresh peaches?
Just any peach. I just don't really like peaches. I'm sure if I thought for a long time, I could bring up a few more. But
okay.
I don't really like peaches at all. And just stuff like peaches in general.
All right. What's your next question?
All right, my next question is, what is your favourite pastry? So something made out of pastry, say a pie, a type of pie or something.
I'm not really big on pastry.
Well, if you had to choose a favourite, what would it be?
When I was a young lad, I always used to love a cherry pie and cream.
That sounds nice.
It does sound nice, doesn't it? Now I would imagine it's like a meat and ale pie. That would be cool. Pastry, not really big on. But, yeah, some kind of, meat and ale pie, or rather than a cherry pie, because I don't do the sweet stuff.
Yeah.
What about you?
Hands down, it's not only my favourite pastry, but my favourite food. Out of all the food, it has to be a sausage roll. I just love sausage rolls so much.
Different kind of pastry, and I wish I'd have thought of that, because that's, you have mustard with that?
No, I just have a plain sausage roll. I even enjoy them cold when they're, like, fresh right out of a store. I just enjoy any sausage roll.
I'm starting to get hungry now. Have you got any food with you?
No, sadly not.
Okay. What's your next question?
Okay. What is your favourite genre of music?
I couldn't give you... Well, if I had to choose, it's got to be punk rock. Anything new wavy type punky, from the late 70s. I like the Sex Pistols, the Police, Squeeze fall into that category, as well as the Stranglers and bands like that. Johnny Rotten, John Lydon, Pill, Public Image Limited and stuff like that. So yeah, I'd go for the late 70s, early 80s, new wave stroke punk. What about you?
I enjoy rock and punk. And basically all the genres that mix with rock, because I enjoy, you know, the instruments that rock uses. I enjoy bands like the Gorillaz and what is another one? I don't know. I'm not good with band names. I'm good with names of songs, though.
I've got to tell you a funny story. When you came in, not last week, but a couple of months ago, you came in and there was a young lady called Faith here. Do you remember?
Yeah.
And Faith told me off, because when I said, "Oh, up next we got the Gorillaz," and she said, "I have to correct you, it's Gorillaz,
yeah,
not the Gorillaz, it's Gorillaz."
Yeah.
It just reminded me, that's all. They're not punk, are they?
They have a unique style of music.
They do.
Yeah.
I do.
I enjoy all their songs, because I always enjoyed songs that are unique and don't sound like any other song you've heard before, you know? And they nail that pretty well.
I think they do. You're absolutely right. What's next? Give us another one.
All right. Have you ever tried to write a book or novel?
Yes. I'm still in the process of writing it now. I'm up to something like chapter 6, I think. It's a long story. Well, it's not. I'm just making it sound long because it's taken me... I think I first started writing it about 10 years ago. And I don't even know whether it's any good. The story's brilliant because when I was 20, short and sweet, when I was 20, my mum said to me, oh, your dad's not your dad. I mean, it didn't come out like that. So then we spent X amount of years finding him. And then the story unfolds because we found him. So I am in the process of writing it. It's just that it might upset a few people that are still alive when they hear it. So I've probably got to wait until they're not here and then I can finish it and publish it, maybe. But what about you?
I've written a book before and it's very primitive. I've got a lot of spelling mistakes in it, but it's published on Amazon. I'm not even sure if it's still up, but it's about a guy who goes to fight a dragon to save the town, basically. It's your generic fantasy story. But I've written short snippets of books a lot lately.
All right. What's the name of the book?
It's called Underrow the Water Dragon on Amazon. I bet it's...
Look, we'll come back and do that. I've got one finger to type with, and you want to give me the longest book title on the planet. Okay, so we'll check that out and see if it's still available on Amazon.
Yeah.
One more question?
Yeah, we got one more, and that is, what gaming experience do you remember the best?
Oh.
If you've had any at all.
Well, I'm not big on it like you, but I do remember playing... tennis, and this probably the first gaming situation that you'd have had. You'd have been playing it on a normal TV, on a black and white TV, and I think you had something like a net.
Yeah, you had in the middle, things going up and down, and ball bouncing between them.
And that's it. You couldn't go forward. You couldn't go up to the net. You had to stay, and you had to stop the ball from going past you. That was it. That's the first, but then I'm pretty sure I've got something that's in the loft, and it's not a Nintendo. I'm pretty sure it's not a Nintendo, but your controls are wired, and you've got cartridges that you put in the top of.
Yeah,
and it would have been a Sega Mega Drive.
A Sega Mega Drive. Yeah.
Have you ever used one of those?
No, it's a very old console, but I've heard of it before.
We're looking at 30-odd years here.
Yeah.
It's still in the loft. Do you know what? I think we've got a game... gaming...
Game Boy.
No, 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 no. We did have a Game Boy, but that's... my son lost it. But he had a PlayStation. The very first PlayStation...
Really?
...is in our loft with a load of games as well. We kept it for some reason. Maybe we should bring it in 1 week and forget the show and just just game for the morning. What do you think?
That sounds great.
All right, and what about you? Your gaming experience, obviously. What was your first one?
Well, when I was much younger, we had a PlayStation 2 and we had a Wii. I used to play on the Wii with my older sister, Hannah, and I used to play on the PlayStation, but I wasn't very good at it. So sometimes they'd give me the controller, but it wasn't actually wired into the console. So I was pressing the buttons, but my sister was actually just playing against the computer, and I thought I was playing. But they would do it so that I wouldn't feel left out, but Hannah didn't have to be bored playing against a three-year-old. So, that was probably the first experience I had. But... when I was about, I'd say I got into it about when I was 10, 9.
Mm.
That's when I got more into, you know, the way I am now, when I started playing games a lot more and actually getting into being a proper gamer. So now I've got my YouTube channel, which I play games on, and I enjoy playing with my friends.
Okay, excellent. Well, is there a game at the moment that you're waiting for to come out?
Man, Yes, there is, and literally, it's called Hollow Knight Silksong, and it's a sequel to the original game, Hollow Knight. And it's like, there's so much hype around it. Like, I've seen so many... Like, the problem is, they're not showing... The developers are not showing a lot about the game because they want it to be a surprise so people... It doesn't spoil the game for people.
Right.
But you just... They only release a bit, like, every 3 months. Just a little snippet, like a new character in the game. And it's... For all the fans who are waiting for info, it's like... Whenever we get info, we just soak it up and we're like, where's more? We need more info about this game. But it looks really fun and I'm really looking forward to it. And everyone's predicting it will either be mid-2021 that releases or at the earliest holiday season of this year. So I got my fingers crossed for holiday season, but... yeah, I'm looking forward to it.
Well, do you know what? When I don't know whether you noticed this yourself, but when I asked that question, your little face lit up. It did. So you are really looking forward to it, yeah?
Yeah.
Okay.